There is a growing number of places you can see visual arts throughout our listening area. For example, each month, the Art Center of the Ozarks hangs a new exhibit in its galleries. During the month of March, the ACO is featuring the 14th annual Celebrate Art Showcase, which includes more than 300 pieces of artwork created by young artists in kindergarten through 8th grade. The Center for Art and Education in Van Buren has two exhibits this month, including one titled Art Times Two, Impressions of Life from Two Sisters. Submerged, a solo exhibition of photographic works by Kenda North, is now on display at the Fine Arts Gallery on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. There will be a closing reception March 28th in the gallery, which will be followed by a visiting artist lecture at 6:30. The Fayetteville Underground is also hosting two guest artists this month. The first is Helen Kwiatkowski, who is a professor at the University of Mary Hardin Baylor in Belton, Texas. Helen, who is an oil painter, says she works on different series of paintings at the same time and for different reasons. The Roxy series features her 14-year-old red-blue healer, and the Mary series features images of the Virgin Mary. Helen explains she grew up Catholic and she still feels very close to that image. She first began work on another series called The Little Helens in 1998.
The reason why they're called that is because I based the very first one on a photograph of myself. And I did it when my dad passed away. And so I did it as kind of a little cleansing, a little bit of a self-grief counseling. And after I did the first one, I did another one, and I did another one, and people started commenting on them and saying how much they related to them. And I thought, I was really puzzled by that because they were of me, and I didn't really think they were relatable to other people. But apparently they were, and people kept insisting that I looked, that the painting looked like them, even though they didn't physically look like them. And it took me a while to make that connection, that they were talking about the demeanor of the character and the environment or the any number of things.
Helen has continued painting pieces and estimates there are now more than 40 of them in the series. Several of them are on display at the Fayetteville Underground, as well as a few works from her Mary series, some bird paintings, and a handful of collages. Helen says she ran out of photos of herself some time ago, and she has used a model that resembles the younger version of herself to create paintings. Helen says the original paintings in the series were true, to a degree, to the environment of the photograph, but now she has started creating different environments, which has resulted in the paintings having brightly colored and patterned backgrounds. While the backgrounds, as well as the characters' clothes, may change from piece to piece, the young brunette with bangs and a short haircut is always wearing a pair of sunglasses.
I do think sometimes there is significance to the sunglasses, and I think sometimes there is not. And I think it depends on the painting too, because I think there's something about seeing somebody's eyes that are that identifies them in a very unique and personal way. So when I put the sunglasses on her, she becomes a little more universal to people, I think. I think that's generally why I keep them on. And in some ways, I find them to be like her kind of protection and the way she/I look at the world. I mean, I choose to look at the world as a place of goodness. That's how I choose to look at the world. So that's probably why the backgrounds are always like super brightly painted and, you know, full of lots of color and brightness and what I'm calling now, I'm in my fearless color stage.
And it's that optimism about the world that Helen hopes people will take away from viewing her work.
You know, as an artist, you know, you want people to be able to relate to them how they relate to them for any given moment, okay? So I think I'm okay with somebody coming in and saying, these paintings are beautiful, or these paintings have beautiful color, and they make me happy to look at, and that's enough. Or they can say, wow, I relate to this because of such and such. It can vary from time to time, just depending on how you feel. I think we live in a world that's full of bad things and lots of problems, and I'm aware of them, and I try to do what I can for them. But I think when people look at my paintings, I want them to see a little bit of beauty, because, you know, intermixed in all the big mess that we've made for our planet and our politics and, you know, our health, there is beauty. And so I think that's probably what I'd like for them to see.
Another visiting artist at the Fayetteville Underground this month is Todd Williams. Todd lives in Siloam Springs and says there are about 7 galleries across the country that represent his art. During this month's show, he will have a number of oil paintings on display that feature landscapes, figurative work, and some architectural structures he saw while teaching a workshop in Tuscany last June. For his work featuring people, Todd often uses real models, but his volunteers aren't always people he knows. He explains that a young local woman named Grace, who served as one of his models, started out as a stranger he first saw at a subway. Todd says he loved her eyes and facial structures and thought she would make a great model.
I didn't actually approach her at Subway. It was like later when I saw her and my wife was with me, and then we approached her because I saw her eating at this Chinese restaurant. And then I said, hey, you know, I'm not a weirdo, you know, kind of thing, but I would really love to use you as a model for some of my paintings. And so she agreed, and her father was actually a police officer in Siloam Springs, so it all worked out.
Todd studied at the Kansas City Art Institute and worked for Hallmark Cards as well as Dayspring Cards before he began pursuing fine art full-time about a decade ago. He creates oil paintings and often paints in plein air, a French expression that means in the open air. Painting outside can pose some issues, so what is it that Todd likes so much about it?
Just being out in God's nature. I mean, just really, you know, seeing how the light hits the subject, you know, whether that's a structure or a field or a river or a stream. It's kind of, to me, it's kind of magical. And when I'm painting outdoors, it's like in the moment. And so for me, it's like that day, that time, that moment, I'm just capturing that time. And then I have that on a two-dimensional surface that I can then share with others.
Todd explains plein air painters have about a 3-hour window to work with. He says he tries to look for a location he's familiar with and one that he's seen at different points of the day, so he knows where the light will be 3 hours from when he starts painting.
With that knowledge, and then picking that location, you know, it's just kind of the inspiration behind it, but it's really knowing that in the end, the light will be kind of where I want it to be, and it'll kind of be reacting in a certain way that I can kind of create the finishing touches on the piece. And so it's all about building a foundation, kind of, and then building up to that moment, which for artists we call the payoff. And it's like, you know, for maybe the viewer, it's like the wow of it. It's like really laying in the highlights. It's laying in some of the thicker strokes, some of the highest chroma, some of the lightest light, some of the darkest dark. It's the calligraphy of painting. And that really comes from, I think, just a lot of experience of painting outdoors.
Both Helen and Todd's work will be on display at the Fayetteville Underground through the month of March. Todd will participate in the gallery's weekly talk series Saturday morning. Beginning at 11, Todd will discuss the 7 keys to unlocking a great painting. The event is free and open to the public. More information is available at FayettevilleUnderground.com.